Billy Beecham stops and I crash into him. He's swinging his net over his head. This is not what you do with our beast. Our beast is uncatchable.
"Here, beast," he croons. "Beast, beast, here, beast. Does it need a virgin?"
"You'll do."
I look at him. He doesn't even have the grace to blush. "It doesn't need a virgin. It doesn't care about virgins."
"Not what I heard,"
Billy Beecham says, and resumes his clucking and net swinging. He has no idea how to call a beast. I decide to show him. How do you call this kind of beast? It's the kind of beast that responds to one hand clapping. And so I clap against a tree trunk. It's the kind of beast that hears when a tree falls in the mini forest and there's no one around. I feel it beginning to move. There's a tearing sound and a racking sound. It's not like our beast doesn't have a history. It used to be a much bigger beast. It used to live in Scotland, and it came across the ocean on a ship it took over by talking to the planks. We keep it under control. That's why we're here, on all sides. Bastardville stands guard over our beast. The last time it got loose, it took over half the Rocky Mountains and created a whole army of pines before we got it back. Billy Beecham is staring at me. "What?" I ask.
"Are you trying to poach my beast?"
he says. I've already discovered that I don't like him. Forgive my momentary delusion. He belongs with his face in a tub of Peppy Ripple. He belongs here, in the mini forest. "It's not your beast," I say. "It's its own beast. We just keep it boundaried." The beast starts to walk. Billy Beecham sits down abruptly, his face drained of color. I see my father peering from behind a tree, a bag of fertilizer still in his hand. He's grinning at me as the forest tilts and lifts us up. He gives me a thumbs up. I've never seen fit to participate in this, but along with the neck pinch skill, girls get some training early on in beast management. Maybe this is my calling. Maybe I'm a hunter. Maybe I'm a gatherer.